Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So in this lesson, I want to take kind of a roundabout way of showing you another iteration statement, the while iteration statement. And so to demonstrate this, what I'll do is open up a text file and read each line of the text file and print the values that we read from the file to our console window using console.WriteLine. So beyond the specifics of using the while iteration statement and then beyond the specifics of reading data from a text file into memory where we can process it or work with it, there are several other key ideas that we're going to cover, like how to add files to our project, how to work with nothing, which is an unknown or indeterminate value. Sometimes, for example, a variable will be nothing, which means that we don't know what the value is. It's really null or it doesn't have a value that we know of, okay? And then we're also going to talk about how to change properties of things using the properties window. So let's start by creating a new project. I'm going to show you yet another way to create a project. Here on the toolbar, you can see that there is a button called New Project. If I click on that, it'll open up the New Project dialog, just like all the other ways that we've used up until this point. Making sure that we're in the Visual Basic Console application template, we're going to create the read text file while project. And the very first thing that I want to do is making sure that my Solution Explorer and Properties window are open, or at least the Solution Explorer. I want to add a new file to this project. I want to add a file that'll contain ASCII text that we will read in. And so there's several different ways to go about this, but I'm just going to right-click on the project name in the Solution Explorer, and I'm going to select the Add submenu and choose New Item. And in the new item or add new item dialog, there are a number of different types of files that we can add to our project. And we'll add a couple of these, like the class, for example, in an upcoming lesson. But for now, I'm going to scroll all the way to the bottom and select text file. And I'm going to rename this from textfile1.txt to values.txt. And I'll click add. And you can see now that the values.txt file has been added to our project in the Solution Explorer, and it's been opened up into the main area of the IDE. So now what I want to do is just type in some values, and we could use anything here. We could use some of our favorite quotes or maybe what's on television tonight, okay? But instead, what we're going to do is type in the following sequence of numbers, one per line. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42. And I will save my work, and I'm going to close the values.txt file. We shouldn't need to edit it for the remainder of this lesson. Great. So the next step is to write code to open up that values.txt file and read each of the lines in. So some of this code is going to look familiar. Some of it's not going to look familiar. We're going to talk about those parts that are not familiar. But it's important to know that you will see blue squiggly lines as we type this code so that I can demonstrate another idea that we haven't talked about up until now. So just follow along for now. It won't work right off the bat. We'll have to work through some issues, and in the process, hopefully you can learn some things about how the .NET framework and projects work and how the class library works and things of that nature. Okay, so here we go. Some of these things. Okay, as displayed, the code is not going to run. We can see that the word stream reader has a blue squiggly line under it indicating that we're going to be unable to compile this application until we fix that problem. So the problem is that Visual Basic can't resolve the word stream reader. In other words, it has no idea what we're referring to here. We seem to be talking about a class that doesn't exist in as far as Visual Basic is concerned. So the problem is that the stream reader doesn't live inside of any of the default namespaces for our project. So a namespace is the formal name for a class. So just like many of us have first names, middle names, last names, or we might have a surname and a forename, classes also have names, and their long names are called namespaces. So I'm going to explain why namespaces exist in a lesson that's devoted to that topic. But for our purposes in this example, the stream reader lives in the system.io namespace, and currently we haven't told Visual Basic where to look for that class name. So before we fix this, what I want to do first is just explain what this code is attempting to do, and then we'll come back and fix it. All right, so we're going to start with line number 5. We're attempting to create a new instance of the stream reader class. We're going to call that instance MyReader. So when we create a new instance of the StreamReader class, we have the option to pass in a parameter as the name of the file that we want to actually open and work with. So in this case, it's going to be the values.txt file. And a StreamReader class, once we get it all working and hooked up correctly, it's going to work like a straw into a glass, okay? So little by little, line by line, we are going to suck data out of the values.txt file into our program where we can process it, or we can simply print it to screen like we will using the console.write line. So in the next line, we are going to actually create a variable called line, and it's of type string, and we're going to initialize its value to an empty string. So then in line number 8, we're going to evaluate the current value of the line variable. So as long as the line variable is not nothing, then we'll continue iterating through the code block that's defined between lines 9 and 13 there. So there's this built-in Visual Basic helper method called isNothing. And nothing is a difficult concept for beginners to really remember. A nothing value means that it has an unknown or indeterminable value. An empty string is not unknown, it's just empty string. But there are values that are unknown, okay? We just don't know what to set it to. So we're going to see that in this very next line, in line number 9, we're going to set line equal to myreader.readline. Now, typically, as we work through the file and we read each line of the file, we're going to retrieve back either 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, or 42. But when we get to the last line, or the 42, and we go beyond that, the file has ended, and I happen to know that read line will return back a nothing value. So that's what we're checking for. We're checking for the point at which we reach the end of the file. That readline method I have highlighted will return back nothing. And so now we're checking to see essentially if we are at the end of the file. Were we successful in reading another legitimate value from our text file? If not, is nothing line, then. So if there's something inside of the line variable, then go ahead and print it to screen. But if not, then we're not going to execute this code. In fact, as we iterate through, is nothing line will be true. If not, is nothing will be false. And when that happens, we will exit out of the while statement. Okay. So again, this is going to return true or false. This built-in is nothing. And we're checking to see if line is nothing. We're going to come across this notion of nothing again when we work with object references, instances of classes called objects, and when we are no longer working with a reference in memory to an object, we'll set the variables that hold that reference equal to nothing, and that will allow that instance of the object to be removed from memory by the .NET Framework runtime. We'll talk about all that a little bit later. So I just wanted to introduce you to this notion of nothing in Visual Basic, all right? All right, so I think I've explained pretty much everything except this line number 15 here. So after we've finished working with the file, we're going to need to close it. failure to close the file could possibly leave a reference to the file open and prevent other users or application processes from accessing it, at least until the computer is rebooted or some similar drastic action is performed. So line number 15 accomplishes this by calling the stream reader's close method. All right, we opened it up here, and we started working with it throughout the remainder of the program, and now we want to close it and relinquish all control of that file back to the operating system and say, we're done. We don't need it anymore. Go ahead and use it. Do whatever you want with it. All right. All right. So before we can execute this application, we need to resolve the blue squiggly line. You know, if we try to start the application, we're going to get a compilation exception. So as I mentioned earlier, the problem is that the Visual Basic compiler can't resolve the word stream reader to its full name, which is system.io.streamReader. So to easily fix this problem, what we'll do is place our mouse cursor over the little red dash under the letter R in stream reader, and that'll pop open a little red X icon. And as I kind of move my mouse cursor down a little bit, I can select the little down arrow next to that red X icon, and it'll give me some options to fix the problem. So in this case, what I want to do is choose the top option. I want to import the system.io. I'm telling Visual Basic, oh, by the way, when you come across the stream reader, I'm actually talking about the system.io.streamReader class. And when we do that, notice that the blue squiggly line has gone away. Notice that stream reader is now in that aqua green, bluish color, meaning that it has recognized it as a legitimate class. And we have added a line at the very top of our code file called import system.io. So we're telling Visual Basic, hey, if you don't recognize one of the names of the classes, you might also look in this namespace. This is the last name of our stream reader class. And so make sure you look there to find the definition inside of the .NET Framework class library. So I guess one of the first takeaways is that by default, whenever we create a console window application, not all the namespaces that we need in our project from the .NET Framework class library are available to us. We're going to talk about why that is and why Microsoft made that decision to do it that way in a later lesson, but there's a very good reason, so just hang on to that idea, okay? All right, so I think we're pretty much ready to get started. Let's try starting the application this time. Unfortunately, we're going to hit another exception. This time we hit the system.io.fileNotFound exception. And if we look at the additional information, you can see that we're looking for that values.txt file in the /bin/debug directory. Now, I happen to know, as I look at the Solution Explorer, that this values.txt file is definitely part of our project, so we would expect for it to be in the project folder. But recall, the bin subdirectory of the project folder has both a debug and potentially a release version, and it doesn't seem to be getting copied to that folder. And so since we didn't qualify this with any folders, and we're just saying look in the same directory as where you're currently executing, and you should expect to find that values.txt file, I am going to assume that that file is not properly getting copied over. Now to confirm this, I'm going to open up Windows Explorer, and I'm going to look in the Documents directory in the Visual Studio 2013 folder, in the Projects folder, in the Read Text File While Solution folder, in the Read Text File While Project folder, the Bin directory, in the Debug directory, and as I look through these files, I cannot find that values.txt file. All right, so this is easily remedied. I'm going to remove auto hide from both the Solution Explorer and the Properties window. I'm going to make sure to select the values.txt file in the Solution Explorer, and I can look at properties about that file in the Properties window below. Now there's one property in particular that we want to focus on, this copy to output directory. What this will do is say this is a resource file. It's not getting compiled into our application. It's just a resource file that needs to be there whenever our application executes. And our application would expect to see that file in the same folder, since we, again, didn't tell our application to look in any subdirectory or any parent directory. Okay. So at any rate, what I want to do, you can see that by default it's set to do not copy, but we want to change that. There are two other values here, copy if newer, which means anytime this values.txt file changes, we want to copy it from the project directory into the debug directory, but only when a change is made. And then copy always, which is the one we're going to select. There's no harm in it in this particular case. We want to move that file into the debug directory every time we create a new version of our application. Every time we hit start debugging, compile the code, creates the assembly, also copy that values.txt file over. Now that we've made that change, I'm going to hit the save button on the toolbar. I'm going to go ahead and click the start button on the toolbar, and we can see the result that we were aiming for, 4A1516-2342. It seems to have paused at the very end for us to hit the enter key on the keyboard to exit gracefully. Awesome. Okay, so that's really all that I wanted to talk about in this lesson. I know that there's still some mystery surrounding this import system.io line of code at the top and the whole notion of namespaces. At least for the moment, you know how to resolve these types of namespace issues when they pop up, and they will throughout the remainder of the series. The why this happens, we'll have to wait for a future lesson where we'll talk about namespaces at length. All right, so a couple of important concepts in this lesson. Hopefully you've got another iteration statement under your belt. The while end while iteration statement will loop an indeterminate number of times that you'll need to iterate through the code block contained inside of the while statement. Unlike the for next statement or the for each statement, where we knew for sure up front how many times we were going to iterate through, once for each item in an array or collection or whatever the case might be. In this case, we are going to allow what happens inside of the code block to affect whether or not we continue to loop through this particular code block. So when we're done reading through the file and we hit the end, now it's time to exit out of our iteration statement, okay? So you can see that there's a need for both of these situations, and that's why all of these different iteration statements exist. So we also learned about the stream reader class. I compared it to a straw that sucks data in line by line from a text file using its readLine method. We also learned how to open it by passing in the name of the file at the time we create a new instance of that class through a constructor. I realize all that terminology is new. Very soon we're going to talk about creating instances of classes and what that means. So just kind of let that roll off your back for the moment. We saw how we need to help Visual Basic resolve references to classes by providing an import statement at the very top of the code file. Now, and I haven't told you the full story about all that just yet, but we're not going to be able to put it off much longer. We talked about nothing values in Visual Basic, which is an indeterminate or unknown value, and how it's different from, say, just an empty string with nothing inside of it. And we also learned how to add files to our project. We added a text file. We learned how to set properties of that text file using the properties window, specifically how to set the copy operation to that file to the output directory, either debug or release. Okay, so that wraps up this lesson. Doing great, hang in there. We're gonna look at strings in the next lesson. See you there, thank you.